A couple of people asked me to review the halachas of what happens when a person is still davening Shmoneh Esrei, and they're already saying Chazaras HaShatz. So for example, they get up to Kedusha, so now what do you do? So you cannot answer to Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That would be a hefsek, and that would be problematic. But is there anything you could do? So the background to this sugya is actually a machlokas harishonim in Maseches Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses the concept of Shomea Kaone. Now we know that if you listen to something, to somebody say certain things, and you have a mind to be Yotze with them, they have a mind to be Motze you, you can be Yotze. Shomea Kaone, it's as though you said it, and you're Yotze as well. So the Gemara there discusses this principle with regard to Hallel. Rashi comes along and says, so too, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they get up to Kedusha, you can simply apply Shomea Kaone, you can listen carefully to Kedusha, and you can be Yotze Kedusha that way, even in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Tosus there writes, maybe not. Maybe the exact opposite. It's worse to go ahead and to stop and listen and have in mind to be Yotze with Shomea Kaone. If you have in mind to apply Shomea Kaone, it's as though you're saying Kedusha right now, but you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That would be a hefsek. So that would be improper, Tosus says. But nonetheless, even Tosus writes that the minhag is like Rashi. So that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Dal, in Sif Zayin, that if a person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they get up to Kedusha, then he should stop and listen and have in mind to be Yotze through Shomea Kaone. Apparently the assumption is that we hold halacha that Shomea Kaone doesn't mean literally that you're actually saying the words. You're simply being Yotze with the person who is saying the words, who is saying the words right now. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo as suggesting that if this is the case, that we're advocating people to stop and listen to Kedusha and be Yotze through Shomea Kaone, then maybe the Chazin should say, now when we say Kedusha, we're talking specifically about Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod. That's the main parts of Kedusha. So first of all, you don't have to stop and listen to the other parts. Nekadesh Shimcha, that's an introduction to Kedusha. The parts in the middle, also, that's not the essential part of Kedusha. Let's say on Shabbos, they're going to sing Mimkomcha. You don't have to stop and listen to Mimkomcha. Just the Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod. So Shlomo Zalman suggests maybe the Chazin should say those lines after everybody else in order to allow those who are trying to listen through Shomea Kaone and be Yotze that way to be able to hear him. Otherwise, they won't be able to hear. What he writes as perhaps, so I heard from when I spoke to Rav Lichtenstein about this issue once, he said in the name of Soloveitchik, B'loshon Vadai, that is the proper thing. That the Chazin should say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod out loud after the Tzibur is finished in a way that people can hear him if they want to be Yotze. At the very least, he should say it out loud, even if he's saying it with the Tzibur. At least he should say it out loud in a way that it's possible that people could hear him. Sometimes Chazanim don't even say it out loud at all. They just say it quietly to themselves. That's not the right thing. They should say it out loud. And as I mentioned, some suggest that it should be Dafka after the rest of the Tzibur is finished in a way that people would be able to hear and be Yotze through Shomea Kaone. So this is if they get up to Kedusha while you're saying Shmoneh Esrei. What if you're almost done or you're finished already and you're at the end, you're on El Kainitzar? So this is discussed later in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Beis. So at that time there is more leeway in terms of being able to answer. So it depends. It depends if you're Rogil Lomar Tachanunim, you always say Tachanunim after Shmoneh Esrei. That's like us. We always say Elokai Nitzor after Shmoneh Esrei. Or if you're not Rogil, so that's not us. But it could be us also. Let's say after Elokai Nitzor, you're saying additional Bakashos. So that's already Eino Rogil Lomar Tachanunim. Those are things which you might be saying, which are Bakashos, but you don't always say them. So then you can answer to anything. You could say Amen. You could answer to whatever you want during those non-regular Tachanunim. But during the regularly scheduled Tachanunim that we say Elokai Nitzor, so the halacha is you'd answer to whatever you would say during Birchos Krishma. Okay, what would you answer during Birchos Krishma? So that's previously in Hilchos Krishma and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Vav and Siv Gimel. So the halacha is that at that time you can answer to Kadosh Kadosh, that one line you can say, and Baruch Kavod you can also say, and you can answer Amen after Hakel HaKadosh and after Shomea Tefillah. Not after the other brachos, only after those, because those finish off, those conclude sections of the Shmoneh Esrei. So those things, Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, Amen after Akela Kadosh, Amen after Shomea Tefillah. So too, you can say Yeshmei Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah writes, don't say Yisbarach at the end if you normally do so. Just that line, Yeshmei Rabbah. And you could say the Amen that comes after that, which would be at the end of what we would call the Chatzi Kaddish. Regardless of whether it's a Chatzi Kaddish or a Kaddish Sholem or a Kaddish Eskabel, you could say that Amen as well. And you could also answer to Baruchu, both of its Baruchu during at the beginning of Berachas Kriyas Shema, or Baruch Hu during Kriyas HaTorah for the Aliyas as well. You could answer all those things at that time. That's during Berachas Kriyas Shema and during Elokai Netzor. What if you're still davening Shema Esrei and they get to Berachas Kohanim? So again, the common practice would be, and the recommendation, to stop and to listen to the Berachas Kohanim. Perhaps this is Halicha Shlomo also writes again that there are some who hold that there's a mitzvah not only for the Kohanim to say the brachos, but for the rest of the people to be blessed. So how do we do that? By listening and paying attention. So one would stop and listen and pay attention. One would not answer Amen. Although I saw in the name of Rav Avad Yosef, I didn't get a chance to look it up, that he says you could answer Amen. But the general accepted minhag would be not to answer Amen. And hopefully our tefillah should be answered. Have a great day.